Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Monday, May 23rd. Markets hate uncertainty. Investors continue to grapple with the overall state of the economy and are hoping to get clues on where things are headed. Today's regular trading session follows a mixed day on Wall Street Friday, with the Dow and S&P 500 closing marginally higher after steep lows earlier in the day, the S&P 500 even dipping into bear market territory. The NASDAQ couldn't quite climb out of its lows, ending the day in the red, a fraction of a percentage point. All three indices posted weekly losses, with the Dow posting its eighth straight losing week for the first time since 1923. But Bill, it's a brand new day and a brand new week, so let's get it started with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing? Listen, we're seeing green. S&Ps are up 1.13%. That's a nice positive. Once again, it's green in the morning. So it looks like we're pointing towards a higher opening in the pre-market. We've seen this multiple days recently where it's pointing green in the pre-market, only to finish down on the day. But we do have a couple things that are helpful to the market today. I mean, there's some comments from Joe Biden, President Biden, that he's considering reducing tariffs on China. Plus, there's a launch of this new trade deal with 12 Indo-Pacific nations. That's helping to lift the sentiment. You're not having any real huge negative news out of the Ukraine. That's actually positive. You got some positive comments coming out from JP Morgan with respect to their profits. So that's nice. I'm looking at oil. Oil is trading higher. It's trading higher on the near-term demand increases from the U.S. and China. Remember, the U.S. gets into that driving season around Memorial Day weekend, so that typically pushes oil prices higher ahead of that weekend. You're looking at crude oil, WTI is at $111.48. You look at Brent's trading at $113.92. This is a key week. There are multiple key economic reports coming out this week. Plus, we have that release of the Fed meeting minutes from that May 5th, 6th meeting. So that's going to be an important one. It's going to be a market moving report. We got earnings reports coming out from a lot of good companies this week, a lot of retailers, Best Buy, Dick's Sporting Goods, Williams-Sonoma, Macy's, Dollar General, Costco, and other retailers are set to report their quarterly earnings this week. So we got to be mindful of that, during the day today. These retailers, we're not sure what they're doing. We saw what happened with Walmart. We saw what happened with Target and Home Depot, but Home Depot always sells off after earnings. But we got to keep an eye on that. Inflation is creeping into their earnings report, so we got to watch that ahead of time. Looking overseas, Tokyo finished up 262 points. That's about 1%. Hong Kong lost 247%, a little over 1%. London is higher by 83 points. That's up 1.13%. Germany higher by a little over 100 points. That's about 0.75%. So we're starting off the day looking good, Emily.
And you mentioned earnings and some big retailers releasing this week. So let's take a look at what earnings action we should be watching today.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of earnings that came out Friday afternoon or this morning. It is a Chinese company. But, let's talk about the earnings that are upcoming, the earnings that are going to be released this afternoon and tomorrow morning. First off, we have Zoom Video. That's ticker ZM, Zebra Michael. Their EPS estimate is 88 cents, and the expected move here is 25.71%. Then we also have Advanced Auto Parts. That's ticker AAP, Apple, Paul. EPS estimates are $3.50, and the expected move here is 12.58%. Nordson, that's ticker NDSN, Nancy, David, Sam, Nancy. EPS estimate here is $2.27, and the expected move here is 8.21%. Tomorrow morning, we have AutoZone, ticker AZO, Apple, Zebra, Oscar. Their EPS estimate is $25.70. And their expected move here is 7.85%. Ralph Lauren, that's ticker RL, Richard Larry. EPS estimate here is 27 cents, and the expected move here is 13.57%. And Best Buy, ticker BBY, Boy Boy Yellow, their EPS estimates are $1.62, and the expected move here is 14.21%. Keep an eye on those option data as we go into earnings. And remember, elevated put volume going into earnings, where you see more put volumes than call volumes the week of expiration, the weekly options, that's a big negative. So you want to keep an eye out for that, especially on some of these retailers like Ralph Lauren and Best Buy. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings information, Emily.
And Bill, you also mentioned that there are multiple key economic reports coming up this week, along with the release of those Fed meeting minutes. But let's start with today. What should we be watching today?
Well, you know, today we at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 1 hour before the market opens, we have the Chicago Fed National Activity Index being released. More importantly, at noon today, we're going to be hearing from Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic. He's very much in the center. I wouldn't call him a dove. I wouldn't call him a hawk, but I really think he's a centrist. So it'll be interesting to hear his latest comments ahead of Wednesday's meeting minutes release. But that's all I have for you on economic news, Emily.
And as we start a new week, news stories continue to come out. And following these news stories and market moving headlines, along with all the other information, is a lot of information to sift through. And you're able to do this using your Newswire alerts and breaking them down so you can see the market moving information as it comes in and use that to make smart, informed trades on the day. So you have your Newswire alerts broken down for us today, as you do every day. So tell us, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
What else do I see possibly moving the markets? Well, you know, I look at the FANG sector. You know, the FANG sector, it's green. I mean, you're seeing all the stocks in the FANG sector really green, being green. Twitter, I can't call that being in the FANG sector. It's not. It is trading a little lower. But that move is being created by the Musk buyout. I'll have more on that a little later. And Tesla is down a little bit, but, you know, I'm really looking at Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Netflix when I think of the FANG stocks, and they're all trading higher. You look at the news behind it, and Amazon is testing a service that uses the company's network of gig drivers to actually get packages from mall-based retailers and deliver them to clients. So when they don't have it in their warehouse, they go to the mall, they pick it up, and they bring it to the consumer. Very smart, very interesting. I like that model. Apple, I see Apple is going to be releasing a new HomePod in the fourth quarter of this year, or maybe it might slip to the first quarter of next year. Apple's also reporting, you know, a big shift away from manufacturing in China. They want to get away from China and open up that manufacturing in other Asian nations, apparently. You know, one thing on Twitter I will notice is that, you know, they're not considering any rival bids. They want Elon Musk's bid, $52 a share, $54 a share, or nothing. Because if he backs out, they get $1 billion breakup fee. So I think they're looking for the $1 billion free revenue. In terms of Dow news on the Dow stocks, we're looking at Walmart. Walmart is expanding their partnership with Symbiotic. This is an AI-powered supply chain technology company. Remember, Walmart has the biggest data center in the United States outside of the U.S. government. They're bigger than Amazon. They're tracking everything you do when you're shopping on their site. Boeing, ticker BA, boy, Apple. They reported that Starliner, which they launched Thursday night, it successfully completed a docking to the space station. You know, it was long awaited, but here it is. It happened. It was a positive result for shares of Boeing. JP Morgan, that's ticker JPM, they're offering an optimistic profit forecast. You know, they're going to be making money on interest this quarter. They just raised that profit forecast. So, you know, you look at the banks this morning, and the banks look like they're going to be having a good day. We're talking merger news. There's a lot of mergers news and interesting merger news going on. Starting off with American Axle, that's ticker AXL, Apple X-Ray Larry. They're said to be hiring investment bankers to explore a sale. Let's talk about Broadcom and VMware. VMW is the ticker for VMware. And Broadcom is reportedly in advanced talks to acquire VMware. Remember, they held a huge chunk of the stock that they recently sold. You know, it was very beneficial to both firms and myself as well. But, you know, I look at this one, it makes a lot of sense for Broadcom to take over VMware. They know the company, they know the management. It's probably a good deal all around. Electronic Arts, that's ticker EA, Elvis Apple. Electronic Arts is looking to merge or sell. I mean, the potential suitors here are NBC Universal, Disney, Apple. Remember, one of their chief competitors, which is Activision, it was scheduled to be taken over by Microsoft. So they have to kick it up. They can't compete with Microsoft. So they need a parent. They need a big parent with big muscle. NBC Universal, Disney, Apple, all three make sense. We're talking over some, you know, shareholder news or, you know, meeting news. JP Morgan, you know, they're holding an investors day today. It started at 8 a.m. this morning. That's where I, you know, found out about the profit increases in the net income and the net interest. In terms of, you know, another firm having an investor's day today is Vista Outdoor. That's ticker VSTO, Victor Sam, Tom Oscar. Their investor's day starts at 10 a.m. this morning, though. In terms of companies having shareholder meetings, MGI, that's MoneyGram International, their annual shareholders meeting starts at 10 a.m. And Terminex, that's ticker TMX, Tom Michael X-Ray, their annual shareholders meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. In terms of buyback news, Cabo, that's ticker CABO, Charlie Apple, Boy Oscar, that's Cable One. They're authorizing additional share repurchasing of up to $450 million. In terms of catalyst events, Momentus, that's ticker MNTS, Michael, Nancy, Tom, Sam. Deutsche Bank just called it a catalyst call, buy idea, short-term buy idea. They feel there's an event upcoming that could push the stock higher. But that's what I have for you in terms of market moving news hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. Okay, Bill, it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. What is your pick of the day on this Monday?
Going with LiveRamp Holdings. It's ticker RAMP, Richard Apple, Michael Paul. You know, earnings are tomorrow morning. There are expectations out there for a loss of 1 cent. But if I'm looking forward at the future earnings, they're much higher. They're significantly higher. So it's kind of got me really interested that there could be a nice little beat, you know, that really isn't priced in yet. I look at the brokers, they're positive on the stock. I may be too early here, but I think there's a real opportunity in ticker RAMP, Richard Apple, Michael Paul. I look what the CEO said, and he's out there saying that LiveRamp is fast becoming critical data infrastructure for global brands. I think that's positive. You know, what the expected move here is price. The expected move here is 6.87%. That's a nice move. So, yeah, I kind of like LiveRamp Holdings, ticker RAMP. Want to get it under 25. And that's my pick of the day, Emily.
And we will watch that pick along with you. And coming up, we won't sign off before recapping Friday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
JP Morgan sees upside to Q4, $66 billion net interest income view in a benign environment. Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan, credit looks really good. JP Morgan on track for a 17% return this year, possibly 2023. Strong economy with storm clouds that may dissipate. Teva, ticker TEVA. Teva announces new efficiency safety data from OLE study. Ah, here's one on Siri, ticker SIRI, Sam India, Richard India. Conan O'Brien sells his podcast company to SiriusXM in a $150 million deal. Camping Worldwide, that's ticker CWH, to acquire Richardson RV Centers. See, you know, Caesars had some interesting call volume on Friday, ticker CZR. AMD, consensus is too low. According to Bank of America Securities, they see an increase ahead of Analyst Day. For AMD, Apple, Michael, David. How are the chips doing this morning? Let's take a quick peek. They're mixed to higher. Dow Jones, IBM CEO not worried about recession this year. Citibank double downgrade on Carter's, ticker CRI, to sell. Charlie Richard India, they downgraded the stock from buy to sell, CRI. Not good. However, Ollie's Bargain Basement, that ticker OLLI, got a double upgrade to buy. Was underperforming. Now it's a buy over at Bank of America. So, yeah, Ollie's Bargain Basement is getting a little attention. Emily, that's all I'm really seeing this morning in the last 15 minutes.
Bill, let's close out the show by checking in on Friday's pick of the day, which was Boeing. On Friday evening, the company reported that their Starliner spacecraft successfully docked to the International Space Station. Also on Friday, Boeing did confirm that it will struggle to produce the 31 MAX 737 planes until supply chain becomes more stable. And this is even with having enough staff to do so. The brutal sell-off of stocks continued during Friday's session, even as the markets tried to pull themselves back up. Things do seem to be looking better this morning, Bill. How did your call work out?
It didn't work out. I got to take my lumps. I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is everything looked good Friday morning. You know, the successful launch of the Starliner. They got a big new order from British Airways. They were also talking about, it was one other item that was real positive. At the end of the day, the market started falling down. And Boeing went along with it and led that charge lower. I mean, the stock opened up, higher than I expected. The stock opened up at $128.77 and closed at $120. So it was a big list. It was a big miss, and it didn't come close to making our goal of 1%. But when the market moves lower, BA takes the heat. And I do think there's a real turnaround here, and the turnaround just hasn't started yet, but it will. Boeing is going to be a nice one again. Remember, there's only two airplane manufacturers in the entire world, and one of them is Boeing. But it was a miss, and I got to take my lumps on that one, Emily.
Well, today is a new day and a new week, and we will check in with you tomorrow about today's LiveRamp Holdings pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.